Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697 gets a pair of weekend tickets. And you get to pick the weekend to the Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. This is a new festival. This is amazing. It's over two weekends. You pick out which weekend you want to go to and the tickets go on sale. I think they went on yesterday.
Oh, I think so.
Yep,
Sarah.
Yesterday at 10 a.m. It doesn't matter what time, they're on sale now. SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com. You can also get the full lineups there. Weekend one is September 14th and 15th. Headliners are Ben Harper, Lauryn Hill, CeeLo Green. Weekend two is September 21st and 22nd. Churches, Walk the Moon, Death Cab for Cutie, Silver Sun Pickups. Just great lineups, all four of the days that are involved here. Two weekends. It looks like Gabby's answering the phones for us this morning. So call now, 800-400-3697. And you'll get a pair of weekend tickets for the weekend you choose. Fantastic.
What are you laughing at?
Texters are so funny.
What are they saying?
Well, Hooman is singing the praises of distilled water, but he thinks it comes from a well somewhere.
Yeah, don't worry. Just don't worry about
and
it.
What do they say?
Distilled water is processed and boiled until it's just water. In fact, it's super flat tasting is what they
you
say.
You guys are all idiots. Distilled is not about boiling. It's not, and nor does it come from a well, Oman.
Oh,
I can't believe I listened to this.
Where does it come from? What do they say?
They don't say. I believe it's boiled water.
That's what I thought.
Remove all the impurities. Right. It's water that has been boiled into a vapor and condensed back into liquid in a separate container. So it's using the evaporation. And
so it's not just that you boiled the water. It's that it's the stuff that came up out of the water as vapor and then dripped down into something else.
That way, if there were plastics, most likely it wouldn't be a part of that, right?
Right. Imagine that.
Oh, but here, look at this. Distilled water doesn't come from a well. It's a collection of condensation from boiled water. And guess what? You put distilled water in a plastic container.
You do. That's where they put it. That's where I buy distilled water.
Burn.
Yeah, I use distilled water in my ironing.
Of course you do. They tell you to do that, right?
Yeah,
That's why I said forget irons.
And then I feel like anytime I get directions from the doctor to do this or that, they say get distilled
right,
water.
Get the purest water you can get.
Wrinkles make me real. Or lazy.
I don't iron my clothes. I iron the things I'm sewing.
Oh.
I don't like to have... I like the nice.
You're so professional.
Tons of steam. Well, you got it. You know, everything.
Hey,
all
my briefcase. I lost the little doohickeys on the bottom.
Oh no!
Along the way, they've come off. But otherwise, my briefcase is holding up great.
The feet fell off.
The feet fell off.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that.
My briefcase has no feet.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Sarah.
I'm appalled by that.
I don't
Did Debbie do that part? She probably did that.
No, I did it. Maybe I didn't put it through.
Nah, it's good. That's great. It's a great. Actually, you shouldn't have put feet on it. Doesn't even need them.
It just helps keep it clean on the bottom.
Oh. Right. Oh. Yeah, that's one of the grossest things they say.
Yeah, it's the bottom of your purse.
Oh.
Not that you have a purse, Vinny.
Oh. Right, it's not a purse at all.
Thank you.
It's a merce.
It's a man purse. All right, so Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Vote For Us. We are nominated for a 2019 Sherwood Award, and you can go to RadioAlice.com or to any of our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. There's a link right there. You can vote once a day, and we want to win. Everyone in town is nominated, and we want to crush the competition because that's sort of who we are.
Right.
Jerks who want to win everything. Yep. Where are we at today? Yesterday.
I'm looking. So it's the Bay Area Hall of Fame, and we are currently at... 51%.
Oh, thank you. You bumped us up a couple points from yesterday.
We need more, though.
Yeah, every
day.
The
next
person
is in 23%.
No, that's good. That's solid. We want to crush them. We really want to get back up to like 70%.
Yeah.
We were at 70% at first. And then other people must have started campaigning.
Anyway, please vote for us. RadioAlice.com is a good place to get started on that. All right, the Big Brother 21 cast reveal is happening very, very soon. Looks like Monday.
Okay.
We'll get this this year's cast.
Is there any truth to the rumor that it's an all-star cast?
I won't know until Monday, but that is one of the rumors is you've never seen any of these people before. Another one is there's 8 returning cast members. There was a comment from someone who said, look, we're in a new, now that we've done 20 of them, we're going to try and create some new all-stars. We don't want to keep bringing people back. So it's possible that it will be a completely new cast. We'll see. Jeff Schroeder, who, did he wind up marrying that girl that they were on together?
I don't know which one that is. Who's that guy?
I don't even know who he is.
Jeff and this girl, little blonde girl.
Oh, yes. They brought them back at least 100 times.
Yes.
Okay.
And they went on Amazing Race as well. So Jeff Schroeder.
Is her name Nicole?
Jordan?
Jordan.
That's her name. So Jeff and Jordan.
Right.
I think they might have even had a kid.
Yeah, they've been on a lot, though.
So
yeah, they have a kid.
Has been the guy who does like the pre-show diary interviews. So if you watch any of that stuff. He first hosted a Big Brother recap show during season 14, and then he started doing preseason interviews. Ross Matthews did it last year because he had just been on the Celebrity Big Brother, and now they've brought him back again. So for the actual season 21 cast, rumors abound. Will it be all newbies again? Will there be returning vets? The interwebs say 8 veterans are supposedly returning. Let's see. Executive producers Allison Grodner and Rich Meehan basically shot down All-Star Talk last year, saying they're using the next decade to build a crop of new All-Stars. But expect the unexpected. Let's see. 2-night season premiere, Tuesday, June 25th, and Wednesday, June 26th, which we will be doing our secret show and pool party on the Wednesday. Oh, yeah. So maybe we can all get together. Vinny, if you want to come over, I'm sure me and John will be watching it. And then it'll go back to its normal Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday schedule, starting with the Wednesday, July 10th episode. Which means I think the week of July 4th, it's probably going to be a Tuesday, Wednesday. I think July 4th is a Thursday this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find out on Monday who's on there.
All right.
Big Brother alums, Tyler and Angela, they were last summer. And they wound up together. They fell in love on the show.
Were they a thing on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Crispin?
That's his name. And Angela Rummins.
Okay.
Looks like they're still going strong. They're saying they had a coffee date last Tuesday.
I thought they were living together.
Well, let's see. Stepped out in L.A. for a post-workout hang. She looks hot. She's in a black sports bra and super tight little bike shorts. They say he tied back his signature curls and sported a white long sleeve t-shirt, gray shorts, and sunglasses. Yeah, holding hands, kissing. Let's see. We've never been happier and are so thankful for this experience that has brought us together. I'm not seeing anything. I do recall hearing that they were living together.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That they were pursuing their dreams in L.A. together.
Well, good luck to
be
them.
Actors, or
I guess so.
I think
something
so.
In entertainment.
I just can't get over that his mom took made a point of saying that whole surfer beach image he has is ridiculous. He's from Ohio.
Mom, stop telling things about me, Mom.
Funny.
Why you gotta break the kid's egg? He's trying to put on this lifeguard image.
Well, he abandoned us a few years back, and so now I'm gonna just say who he really is.
And hasn't sent me a dime.
Mom! Shut up.
So lame.
Burger King.
What about him?
And Stranger Things.
Oh.
They are going to, they figured out, this is a real stretch, guys. They figured out how to serve Whoppers upside down in 1980s era packaging and turn that into a marketing opportunity. So it looks like Stranger Things and Burger King have teamed up to do the upside down Whopper, which is basically that instead of building it on the bottom of the, you know, putting the patty right on the bottom, they put the patty on the top so the bun is upside down. But it's a big deal, you guys. It's a regular okay. It's a regular Whopper served with the bottom of the bun on top of the burger and the top of the bun on the bottom.
I wonder how many tries it took for them to get that
right.
I don't
know.
Whoa.
It's a normal Whopper, but it's upside down. That is the alternate universe in Stranger Things, the upside down. And they've gone back to 1980s packaging. However, whatever paper was printed at that time, they're okay. wrapping in that.
Oh, good.
It looks like we will have them here in San Francisco, this special upside-down Whopper with the incredibly technically, I just don't know how they're pulling this off, flipping the burger upside down. Did you, speaking of which, because I read this morning, I was reminded that they have Unhappy Meals.
Burger King has Unhappy Meals.
Because, quote, no one is happy all the time. They have, it's a whole new line of meal boxes, and it's for mental health awareness.
Oh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
So from totally excited to super sad, they have the Yas meal. Y-A-A-A-S.
Oh, cute.
They have the D-G-A-F meal, the don't give a meal. They have the pissed meal. They have the blue meal.
How do they spell pissed?
P-I-S-S-E-D.
Oh.
The pissed meal.
Okay.
And I, you know what? I don't have the fifth one on here. Oh, the salty meal. You're feeling a little salty.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think it has extra salt. It's just that, you know.
Right.
You're feeling, and then they have the blue meal. So there you go. If you want to get an unhappy meal.
What do I get if I order a blue?
You get a downloadable copy of the song Blue.
I mean, is that... Are they different?
Oh, no. I'm sure you get whatever you... It's like a McDonald's Happy Meal has, you know, you can say, I want the Happy Meal with the McNuggets. I want the Happy Meal with the hamburger, whatever. I assume you're just getting the packaging. Like, I'm feeling salty today. I'm feeling DGAF.
Got it.
I'm feeling blue.
Oh, shucks.
I thought you meant what toy.
Available in Seattle, Miami, L.A., New York, and Austin.
Oh, that's too bad. We can't get them here.
It's a really clever idea, though.
People are collecting them, and they're for mental health awareness.
You know what's not bad at the Burger King?
What's that?
Is their chicken sandwich. It's not terrible.
Yeah, oh. I agree.
I don't think I've eaten at a Burger King in 15
It's the longer
years.
One. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though, Vinny? I had John go, like, a month ago.
Oh.
To get me a chicken sandwich, and they now it's round.
Ah! Oh!
What? Oh. I go, you got the wrong one. He goes, no. I asked them for the original one because he knows I like that one, and it's round.
Come on, Burger King.
That makes no sense.
When are they going to roll out the Impossible Whopper? Is that already happening?
It's out.
Is it?
Can
it's
I get
out.
It here?
I don't know.
I thought Impossible was saying,
we're working real hard, but we're getting falling behind.
They just added a third shift or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're right. I think they're right in Oakland, right? Impossible Burger.
I don't know about
Impossible
that.
Burger.
Let's see. Burger Kings in the Bay Area are now selling meatless Impossible Whoppers.
Good
when
news.
When is this dated? Oh, this was dated yesterday. What's today? This was dated on the 10th.
Today's the 13th.
Okay, so they're selling them now.
So as of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Were they trying to launch a Whopper delivery service during traffic too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was in L.A.
They're doing something I read where they've just teamed up with someone where if you order more than $10 worth of stuff, it's free delivery.
Oh, there's that.
And there's a deal on like a $5 Whopper meal.
Oh.
This is not an ad for Burger King.
Yeah.
It's not an ad.
Brendan and I read a story a week ago or so that if you're in, this is LA, you're in traffic, stuck in traffic, you can get on your app, Burger King app, and order Burger King. And a motorcycle comes up, if you're within 6 miles or so, Bryn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it comes up and drops off your food.
I'll take a chicken sandwich, not the round one. Don't round
the
me.
The long one. The bill that permanently authorizes the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund passed out of the House Judiciary Committee unanimously yesterday. This
Good.
Is a day after John Stewart shamed the members of a judiciary subcommittee. Only five of the dudes were there for testimony from 9/11 first responders.
One of the things that crossed my mind, and I think he's right either way, as he said, it's shameful that none of you are here to show respect and listen to these people say how this has affected them. But one of the things that crossed my mind is they may have planned to pass the thing anyway.
Right.
And I still agree with him, though. You needed to be there.
Right.
Even if your vote
was
going to be
there
yes.
For you.
Right. You needed to be there and listen to however many hours of speaking they wanted to do.
Yep. Cardi B, have you seen shots of her ankles this week?
Mm-hmm. No.
Here's the picture.
Why would I look at shots of anybody's ankles? Oh, that's weird. What's wrong with her?
She's saying it's side effects from her surgeries. Remember, right after she had the kid, she got a bunch of lipo. She got a boob mm-hmm. job. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Do you remember? And I think you played it here because I don't know why I would have heard it anywhere else, where she was doing a show right after surgery mm-hmm. and said on stage, my doctor's going to be mad, but I don't care. I want that money or whatever.
Right.
But that's, she didn't rest.
She even said something along the lines of, all this jiggling's no good for my lipo.
That's what I'm referring to.
Well, they're saying that the lingering side effects from her recent plastic surgery should be setting off alarm bells, according to, you watched Botched, right?
Yes.
You know this Dr. Terry Dubrow?
Yes, Dubrow? I do. I love him.
He basically said the swelling could be indicative of much larger health issues than Cardi B is letting on. Her ankles are ridiculous. Like, it's funny because her calves and her leading down to her ankles all looks okay. And then sort of like from the ankle down to the foot itself is just...
Well, it's the shoes. I mean, those shoes were clearly cutting off right. circulation. And that's part of the reason she swelled up. You can see the...
Yeah,
the
well,
shoe
you
prints.
Can see it because her feet are so swollen. That's,
right.
You know, that is just fluid that's pooling. Basically, she said she got her boobs done sometime after giving birth to Culture last July. Right. Cardi is dealing with swelling this far removed from going under the knife. Dr. Dubrow, or bro, says he's advising her to see a doctor pronto. Mm.
She's full of great quotes.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's a character, huh?
I love the one where she's like, this is gives the man comfort.
she is extra, that's for sure.
And congratulations are in order this morning.
Speaking of which, Sarah, did you see what Bryn posted yesterday? His kid's ankles. And I go, what? Mm. Are those Cardi B's ankles?
Yeah. I know, I saw that. That was cute. Kids should have little fat feet.
I know.
They're better for biting. My mom used to take my kids' feet and put them into a hamburger, a hot dog bun, and put ketchup and mustard on them and pretend to eat them.
Oh,
my kids
funny.
Just thought it was the funniest thing.
Aww.
So many pictures of that. They're all, mommy's going to eat my feet. Oh, that's funny. Kids' feet in your mouth. Yum. congratulations to Elin Nordegren.
Oh.
She's pretty much remained under the radar since she broke up with Tiger Woods. Here and there, you'd hear she was dating
she
someone
paid,
or other.
Honey.
She is pregnant with her third kid.
Oh, good for her.
And they've got photos of her.
Did she want it? She wanted it, right?
Probably.
It's not an accident.
She's not that
did
old,
she get
is
married?
She? You know,
probably in her mid-30s.
I'll tell you something.
She's 40. She's 39.
Oh.
They don't say anything about the father of the baby in this story, but I thought we had heard that she did remarry. I'm not positive, though. She's worth $200 million. Wow. I mean, she's got plenty
easy,
of money.
Right.
Anyway, it looks like she's got a third baby on the way.
I wonder how much she had to push back at him from the settlement because she hit him with a golf club.
Oh.
Not. He's like, I deserved it. It's
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
She is
she
not
did
remarried.
What she, oh, she's not? Mm-mm. Oh, good for her. You got a third baby on the way.
So they're not sure who the father is, but her most recent boyfriend was a guy named Chris Klein.
She was dating, is that the really rich dude? That she was dating someone who's also blitheringly rich.
Well, that's...
She runs in those circles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Don't date some poor dude, please.
Oh. did you confirm with whom in the stuff that you were told at that party about his buddy? Never mind. I shouldn't even.
Oh, yeah. No. Chris Kelly is divorced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting divorced.
Yeah, he's on his way. Yeah.
Yeah. We want to know, does he still live at the family home?
I believe he does. Yeah.
Oh, that's comfortable.
I don't have all the details, but
let's get him on the phone.
No.
Find out.
Is Chris on the phone?
It's not on the phone.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
That guy, Chris Klein, is worth $1.2 billion.
Oh, so she's dating up. That's nice.
The newest place to put a pineapple.
Uh-oh.
After these.
Those are big.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Thursday. That means we peak for the week. Tommy Igo's coming in to sit down with Hooman, and they're going to yap
God.
About... What?
I love Tommy.
I know. He's the best. What are they reviewing today? Oh, The Dead Don't Die, the zombie movie.
Right, the Bill Murray, yeah. Selena Gomez, and I forgot the other actor we named yesterday.
Tom Waits.
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning, weren't
that's
we?
That's right,
yeah.
Yep.
So that's coming up at 9:15. Right now, the best news break of the day.
The Radio Woo! Alice Report.
Do you think Tommy has drumsticks around at all times?
Yes.
Like he has a pair in his back pocket when he comes up here?
I don't know about that. Why, should we get him to do some figures for us?
No, I just was curious. And then I thought, as I was thinking about that, I went, oh, I wonder if he heard the story about what some people do to drumsticks.
Yeah. Well, I don't
do
know
he
if
knows
he,
that?
I don't know if he listens to The Secret Show or not.
I wonder if he's ever done that. Think?
I'm going to say no.
You are?
Just a guess.
I'm going to say yes.
Because I don't want to picture him doing that.
I say yes.
Really?
You can't think of something without seeing it?
No, I'm seeing it right now. Thanks a lot.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. Well, it's finally going to cool off, everybody.
Yeah.
Great news.
Oh, it cooled off last night. It was nice. We just opened the whole house up and just let it breathe. Poor thing.
Our intern started to tell me a story about how she went to the beach with her boyfriend.
Gabby.
And she goes, what's with that weather? It got cold. And suddenly I start asking her questions, and she is a gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
gold mine.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, every question I ask had a... needed another question.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we ever get to another secret show,
yeah.
Listen, there's technical difficulties. Today. A lot of people are like, where's the secret show? It's technical. People.
The performers want to perform.
Yes.
But we haven't been able to.
Yep.
That's all. Just
but
to say
listen,
that
no
way.
Matter what, we're doing a live secret show less than 2 weeks from now.
That's right.
And you can win your way in. First chance coming up at 9.
And John just confirmed he'll be there. Her John.
Oh, my John did, yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that means there'll be after hours singing and getting kicked out of places.
You're welcome.
Solid.
Don't worry, baby. So things have cooled off. That's probably at the top of the list of the most important news of the day. The second, or maybe tied 1A, 1B, most important news of the day is the Warriors play at 6 o'clock tonight.
Warriors.
Game 6.
Ooh,
at Oracle.
It's fun to be back here in the Bay Area, eh?
It's a must win for the Warriors.
Yes, it is. Down a crucial man.
Last night, we had so much to do yesterday, and as we're getting ready to sit down to dinner, I said to Christina, oh, don't forget, Warriors tomorrow night at 6. Mm. And she goes, I know, we got to win 2 games. And I'm like, no, we got to win 1.
Yeah. Just
that's
one game at a time.
Gets us to the other one, but we got to win this one. So that's a one.
I really
win
would love one. It if the last game over there was a
win.
Was a win.
I'm with you. Mm. Okay. This next story is horrifying, especially as the father of 2 girls.
Uh-oh. What is it?
A Tennessee man secretly lived in a family's attic and would sneak into the 14-year-old girl's room at night. Because that was his girlfriend.
She had a man.
She had an 18-year-old boy.
Oh, boy.
Living in their attic. And he would come down at night after everyone was asleep, hang out with the daughter.
Where was this?
This was in Tennessee.
Ooh.
He's accused of secretly living in the family's attic and sneaking into their 14-year-old daughter's room at night.
Uh-oh.
He's been arrested after the girl's mother reportedly discovered him earlier this month. Matthew Castro, 18, has been taken into custody now. The girl's mother reportedly said she came home and saw him standing at the top of their staircase. So she said, get out. and he ran into the attic and refused to come out, because that's where he lives.
All my stuff's up here, man. I can't leave yet. Here, let me hand you some stuff down.
They had to call the police to get him to vacate the attic. Here's his
The poor daughter in the
mugshot.
Oh, boy. He is a mature-looking 18.
He's a full beard.
Yeah.
Full beard, long hair.
He looks like Taylor Lautner with really long hair from the Twilight movies. You know, he was the wolf kid. Remember him? Good-looking kid. But that guy looks mean.
Officials say that this guy Castro had been living in the attic of the house and coming down at night through the door in the girl's bedroom closet.
Oh, boy, that's where the access was? Convenient.
Investigators said that just a few weeks ago, the parents had warned Castro to stay away from our teen daughter. You're a grown-up. She's 14, and you're 18. The answer's no. So that's when the two tried to run away together. So they were like, okay, you don't get to see this boy anymore. And so what the 14-year-old daughter did was say, hey, move into my attic and live there.
Yeah.
This guy's now been charged with trespassing. They say he has mental health issues.
Oh, great. Mm. This guy's a peach.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is love a mental health issue? Because
yes, it is. Vinny.
Sometimes that's...
You do crazy things. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
I mean, I don't... Now, I can look at that and go, I always thought it was gross. I never went out with, you know, like in college, went out with high school girls, or in high school, went out with junior high girls. Mm. It's so weird that's sort of...
Right, the age gap.
A thing that people, like, I don't even mean the occasional mistake. I mean, there were dudes who went.
Right. I specifically date sixth graders.
I go back to the junior high.
Right.
To hang out on purpose. That's what I do.
Well, okay, R. Kelly. We'll see you later.
So, I don't know.
Maybe it was a high school he was hanging out at.
It was a high school.
After he was famous.
Yeah, he was a grown man.
He would hang out by the freshman sophomore
with
area.
A recording career.
Mm. Well, the kids love me, that's all. Yikes.
But this dude's 18.
Yeah.
Grown up.
Yep.
Hanging out with a 14-year-old.
A very mature looking 18. Like, anyway. Not every 18-year-old can grow a full beard and has long locks of luxurious hair.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Other than Hooman. Hooman was that guy.
Thank you.
Where else can you put a pineapple is the question.
Mm. Well, I was thinking on that, and I can't think of one place that I could put it other than...
My head?
Oh, sure, and a hat. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. To keep the...
Well, I was talking about on food, really. I was thinking, like, so, you know, we've got
ham.
Pineapple pizza.
Sure, you put it, slice
people
it up,
love
put
it
on a ham.
Who would have thought that? But then there it is.
It's so good.
It is good.
Yeah, delicious.
I like pineapple and cottage cheese.
Oh,
now they're putting pineapple in burritos.
Wow. Oh, that sounds delicious. I've had pineapple
salsa.
Yep. Delish.
It's good.
That's
really
it.
Good.
Oh, is that it?
You get rice, beans, meat, guacamole, cheese, and some pineapple in a burrito, and they say it is incredibly good.
Yeah. I'll bet it is. I bet when it gets all warmed up, too, I used to always love it. It's just like a pocket of wet sweetness. Mm.
Oh, wow.
God, so good.
Just made me so hungry.
Bite into that... No.
The pocket of wet pizza. Sweetness. We heard you.
Yeah.
So hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
We were talking about a broccoli bush earlier today, too. The, usually won't eat the tree trunk. She only eats
the
bush.
No, I don't like the bush.
No, she doesn't like the bush.
Oh,
she got it backwards.
Sorry. I thought for sure you liked bush.
I don't like bush. I like the stem.
Oh. Of course you do.
The stem.
The bigger the better.
That's right.
Do those corn dogs ever show up?
Not yet.
Oh, give me a
Come
corn
on,
dog
organic
right
coup.
Now.
Get on it.
Yeah, you're everywhere except here. What are you waiting for? We're here for another hour. Come on.
One out of three adults say they still sleep with a comfort object from childhood. One out of three. A third.
Does anyone on this show sleep with a comfort item from
my
childhood?
Dog.
My pillow.
My pillow?
You don't have your pillow from childhood, though, do you?
Oh, no, I don't. I have no idea.
I do. I sleep with that blanket Yuzette got me.
with all my pictures on it.
That's not from your childhood.
I know. I got
my
that last
year. My blanket is from my childhood.
Your blanket?
I have the same. Yeah, that's right. And it has. It's all torn up and was thrown away before, and I pulled it out of the trash. I still have it. It's full
and
size.
It's
but you don't
your bed.
Sleep with it.
I do sleep with it.
Oh, you do sleep with it.
I have multiple blankets.
Can you sleep if you don't have it?
I can, sure. But I like this blanket because it's comfortable and. Over time, it's gotten softer. You know.
Do you bring it with you, like when
I don't.
We go to Sonoma?
I never
or whatever?
Bring it with me ever.
Because it's embarrassing to be seen with.
No,
it.
It's just it's heavy. It's really heavy. It's a big one of those. I don't even know furry
quilt. Oh,
yeah, it's very furry.
Furry
from your childhood, it's a big heavy thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was you know handed down from the fam. Probably my dad's from a long time ago.
Did you guys share it in that one bed you shared?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Eight of you underneath those
covers.
I'm not
sure what story you're talking about, but I know that I pulled out the trash before, and I was like, what? I don't throw away my blanket.
And Anita was like, it was me. Throw it back in there.
Yeah, way before
disgusting.
Anita. Like, you know, I was a kid.
Jeez.
Well, one out of three grown-ups still sleep with a comfort object. That could be a teddy bear or a blanket. Survey that was done also found that 41% of people have a nighttime ritual that includes things like listening to music, watching a specific movie or TV show, reading a book, or eating one particular snack. Before I got grown-up metabolism, I used to be able to have cookies and milk at night. That was always nice. And then it started sticking all over me, all over the place.
So Oreos growing off your back.
Oh, God.
And your front.
Big chunky butt.
Ugh, you always have the smallest
chunky
butt.
Chunky butt.
You got God. A chunky butt. Chunky,
chunky butt.
His butt is chunky. Ow.
Super chunky.
You didn't need to turn it into a song.
I mean, I think we
I
all,
feel bad enough
especially
about it.
People like us who have to go to bed early. I mean, I have rituals, but they aren't.
They're not that.
It's more about like laying out my clothes and making sure my coffee's made and being ready for the morning, so I have to think as little as possible.
Right. I do that too. And now I'm, because it's daytime when I get in bed, I'm wearing a t-shirt sleeve over my eyes, which I already told you.
Which is nice because you don't have hair to get all mussed up.
Right.
Yeah.
You could do it. But you
don't need
to. You seem to think closing your eyes is enough.
Yeah, if I close my eyes, I will fall asleep.
What a damn joke.
It's not funny.
You're right. It's not funny that you can just in broad daylight be all, I'll just close my eyes and I don't see the brightness
if I'm
beaming through the crack holes.
If I'm sitting down long enough in one position, I will fall asleep. It doesn't matter where I am. Like if I sit down on the couch and start watching a show, the next thing I know, it's 2 hours later. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
it's good. I think I might be because of all the times when I was a kid that I got ripped and people drew on me.
Oh,
that
so
I'm
you're
like,
worried.
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not closing my eyes for a minute.
I can see that Sharpie, Brynn. I know what you're up to.
We're right, just waiting for you to fall asleep, Ben.
Right.
All of us.
Well, don't worry. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, if it ever does, watch out. I'm going to let my artistic leanings go wild.
Oh, I meant to do this towards the front of the news when, you know, I do real stories. It looks like the transit terminal, the Salesforce Transit Center, is going to open on July 1st.
Oh. So when you say open, you mean it'll, like, all the levels will be able to be walked upon and the actual buses will start stopping there? And...
After having been closed down since last September due to a cracked beam, they say that it will reopen on July 1st.
2.5 weeks.
To the public. So,
oh,
yeah,
right.
I mean, everybody can come back. Now, I remember they had said they were going to take people back in for some training and stuff, and I'm sure that's underway.
Plus
now.
Plus, there's engineers bouncing on those beams, like you said. I picture that every single time.
Well, you should.
That looks good. Oh, my God. You're going to scare the people down below us.
Good.
Who's worried about that?
No one's even down there.
Yeah, no, is
it? Yikes.
Is that lady down there?
No, I think
she's
over there. Yeah, they're doing some construction down there.
Oh.
So
everybody
switcheroo.
Oh, she's getting a new studio?
Oh, isn't that nice for her?
They saved the best for last. You know?
They stole her partner. I mean.
Yeah, but we've been number one for long
enough
that we should
have. I've been told for 10 years that we're getting a new studio.
Come on, man.
I really like her. I mean, I shouldn't say that into a mic because we compete against
fine.
Everybody.
She's nice.
She is
nice.
A nice person.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You can go to the transit center again. It's back, everybody.
Good news.
Great news.
Oh, I should do a few texts. The movie's reviews is coming out.
Thank you so much.
With America's premier drummer.
Yep.
Tommy Iacocca. And he's also a premier Instagrammer. You should see him do his work.
Oh.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's like a inspirational Instagrammer.
Yeah. He's good.
It's a lot of it is him drumming or him drumming with, you know, friends of his. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it's just like, you know, go out and seize the day kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. 415 is, our number is 800-400-3697. You can text us, and please don't text and drive.
Thank you.
Where are Sarah's sons going to college? Check this out. They're both going to Berkeley.
One
is going to Berkeley of Music.
No, he's not in yet.
Well, he's going to, he's not going to get in.
Well, we'll see.
Come on. Do you see that performance easy, he did
dude.
For graduation?
I'm so proud of him.
Don't they know who he is?
Who is he again?
They're both going to Berkeley.
Yeah, it would actually be very funny if he got into Berklee College of Music in Boston, Berklee with two E's.
Right.
Because then I would have a Berklee kid and a Berklee kid. That'd be very funny. Snap.
Yuzi, John is wrong. Look up Burger King menu. It shows several types of new chicken sammies and clearly shows the original as the long chicken sandwich.
That makes me so happy. Maybe he just ordered the wrong thing. I mean, but he's been getting what I wanted for all these years. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you they misunderstood him.
Right.
Because that was not as good as that one, Vinny. I don't know what is so special about that oval chicken Burger King sandwich. It's just good.
I didn't even put much on it. It's like lettuce.
Exactly. Just lettuce.
It's not even like some designer lettuce. It's iceberg.
Is there mayo on there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That
sounds all I want.
Yeah.
It's like so basic. You'd go, who wants that?
I'll take it.
Right.
Yep.
I'll eat anything right now.
Although you probably want one of those organic corn dogs over that.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Look at her go.
She is double fishing those corn dogs.
It's like she's made to.
To do that.
Yeah.
It's like she's made to have a corn dog in each hand. She's designed for it. Yep.
Distilled water is not for drinking. Unless it has minerals added back in, it will strip important minerals from your body.
Oh. Human, did you hear that?
I did. Thank you.
Did you use distilled water in your coffee enemas?
And I drink distilled water, too.
Well, I guess you want it to strip stuff out of your back door.
The texters, right? Are they ever wrong?
No.
Well, do you really get distilled water from a well?
I know I buy it from a store, but I'm just saying often distilled water comes from a well.
It doesn't.
Often.
You can make any water distilled water.
Well, getting the fluoride out is very difficult.
Hmm. I'm done asking him questions. Do you have anything to add?
I sure don't.
All right.
Big movie review coming up, everybody, 9:15.
I knew there'd be something. I knew it.
I'm dying. My 5-year-old is super moody today. We're driving to his preschool graduation and he screams out, "Why do you always listen to Sarah and Vinny? They aren't even interesting."
Oh.
I'm so proud he knows your names.
Boy, someday we'll say something that interests him. Not now though, I guess. Maybe you should play Baby Shark. Just kidding. Totally kidding.
Don't.
I'm kidding.
A little pissing about.
Yeah, grumpy 5-year-olds. We don't do the show for them.
Well, this texter, it's like, why would Hooman want a roommate? It says, who will never have a roommate? Nobody wants to hear about his teeth, back, wake up, his enemas. He doesn't want a roommate. Why would any grown-up want a roommate?
Nobody does.
That's a good way to keep roommates from wanting to come around.
He has a good situation right now.
I keep my enema bucket in the shower.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to have to step around that.
Right. The dude is now a felon, so it's not just a slap. That's the sailing coach at Stanford.
Right, that's true.
Right. Yeah, we don't know.
He was convicted of a crime. Yeah, we don't know anything.
I was just simply saying, getting to stay at home and being told you have to.
I would love that.
It wouldn't be all that bad.
Like, sorry, guys, I have to stay home.
I'm
going
to have
arrest.
To really practice guitar a lot, like hours a day, and then watch movies.
Right.
And then stay up really late.
Right. Stay up really late, sleep really late.
Yeah, oh my
eat
God.
Eat whatever I want.
It's crazy.
With all the delivery services these days, it's
That is not a bad sentence. Oh, home. Oh, no. Oh, don't make me stay at home. Please, Judge. Please don't make me stay at home.
Hey, Sarah, I'm 3 episodes into the new season of Handmaid's Tale.
Don't say anything. No spoilers.
Oh, so stop reading?
Are there spoilers?
I don't know.
I have not even started it yet. I'm so bummed.
Do you think this season has a totally different vibe, style?
Well,
I watched 2 episodes.
I think they have new writers. OFOC.
What do you think?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You think it's a different vibe and style?
I don't feel that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I have hopes.
Are you into it, though, so far?
I'm super into it. So far. Oh, I'm so 2 good. Episodes in season 3, so.
God, it's so good. Is it still full-on despair porn?
You know what's really good? They have really good cliffhangers.
Yes, they do a great job one episode to the next.
I need to see the next one now. Yeah,
they pull you onto the next one.
Or at least the first
one.
10 minutes, right?
Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
I know that feeling.
You got me.
All right, fine.
Well done.
Press play.
I'll read more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.